I just wanted to know your thoughts on the new guys and Corey and CJ. I guess the process of implementing them on the road rather than being at home.
Yeah, I think process is the right word. You know, anytime that you add new players to a group, there's a acclimation period, you know, where you're trying to figure things out and paying attention to them. Everybody's adjusting to one another a little bit. That goes on for a while, and I think things then normalize, you know. And at that point, you know, I think you have an opportunity to, you know, to improve. But usually, that, you know, that's a process that you go through, and not one that's linear necessarily. You know, some different teams, different games. We've got other guys that are out, so everything kind of gets a lot of variables that you're working through. But good to have them.
What's with that my coach and Chris Stapps into his first year here, and obviously he's had to deal with illness and other things. It's been a challenge with that for him as he's tried to acclimate to the team here.
Yeah, I mean, I think from that standpoint, you know, he's handled those things as well as he can. You know, I know we all know how much he loves to play and wants to be out there with his teammates. And, so he's stayed engaged, you know, to the extent that that's possible without playing. And, you know, we're a better team with him. You know, I think that's not difficult to ascertain when you look at whether it's the numbers or certain games, because he's unique. You know, he gives us his height. We're not a very big team. So he impacts that, and we'll look forward to having him back. You know, obviously, things he does protecting the rim, his ability to stretch the floor with some of the guys we have, opening up the lane, and then, you know, having someone you can just throw the ball to, you know, and is capable of creating a shot. So we kind of know all those things. It's just a question of him continuing to work to get healthy, and, you know, that's going to happen. We're looking forward to it.
And Quinn, what happened to the red glasses?
Veteran.
Do you not wear those anymore?
Do you have another question? You want to see my white shoes?
Have you not worn the red glasses at all?
I'm not here to talk about my fashion.
Okay.
If that's
right.
Okay with you.
Yeah,
I stopped wearing because people ask me about it.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah. You had to, you know, center taking 15 threes. I guess it's becoming a little more normal in today's NBA, but what are your conversations like with him about how green his light is to shoot?
It's green. I mean, I don't think he has to look at it to find out, because there isn't a yellow or a red. You know, it's just, we want him taking those shots. And, you know, there's going to be games, you know, with Clayton the other night, they made a decision to just keep him near the rim as much as they can. They do that against a lot of teams. I was happy to see that his volume was 15. He didn't hesitate. You know, 5 for 15, I think he was, which is, you know, 33%. He makes a few more and he's shooting 40 plus. And, those are, you know, they're worth three, not two. So to the extent he takes them, similar to what I was talking about with Kristaps, you know, that allows Jalen, Dyson, some of the other guys to attack the rim, more space. And the thing about Onyeka too is, you know, we talked about being skilled. I think shooting, ball handling, passing, but he's a playmaker. And that's been, you know, in addition to the three-point shooting, him being out of the perimeter more. He's not just spacing. You know, I don't want him to be a spacing five. You know, I want him to be a playmaker, and we play through him quite a bit.
Coach, the Celtics have a lot of change over the offseason. Of course, the Jason Tatum injury, but they're still kind of one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference. What have you seen from them that's kind of helped them stay steady so far this season?
Yeah, I mean, Joe's done a terrific job for starters. You know, new group all adjusting to each other. On some level, there's some that are, you know, they're foundational guys. Clearly, your Jalen being, you know, the obvious one of the year he's having. He's a special player. He's been that. You know, when you see Peyton Pritchard's kind of evolution in the league, you know, he still plays great defense, and he's been doing those things. So I think, you know, things get spread around different places. So they've had a lot of guys that may be in, I wouldn't say different roles, but just they, like any team, evolve with each other. But it's a credit to their players, and, you know, how unselfish and connected they are. That's continued. They have been that, and they are this year. And then also, you know, the job that Joe has done, getting those guys to adjust in whatever way they need to.
Coach, going off of that, and specifically Jaylen Brown, what do you tell your team? I'm just curious, from an opposing coach scouting JB, what do you tell your guys in terms of how to defend him, what makes him so lethal, and how do you go about just kind of locking him down a little bit?
I mean, I think anytime you get a player that's playing at that level, the first thing you have to kind of understand is that you just need to try to make it hard, whatever he's doing to impact his efficiency as much as anything. That there's going to be times when you play great defense, you know, and he's going to rise up and make a shot or make a play. And kind of with that, you know, it can't be, I mean, we all talk about matchups and things, and that's real. But it can't be just, it can't fall to one player, you know, to have the responsibility of stopping him, because as he's shown, that's hard to do. But, and then the last thing would be just his versatility, you know, his ability to shoot the ball, both catch and shoot, you know, off the dribble, to attack in transition, you know, and then to create a shot. You know, even in mid-range situations too. So it's a lot to handle. And that's the reason he's the player that he is. And I think, and they're winning too, which is you know, that's the exclamation mark that goes on it when a player is playing at a high level individually and their team's having success.
Coach, I know you talked about it a little bit, but just as the first time we've seen you back in this building since the trade went official, just if you take us back a little bit, what was your message to your team when a deal like that goes through?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, we, myself personally, and our, you know, all the players in the organization, you know, wish Trey the very best. He's meant a lot to the city, his family, they've given a lot. And you know, everybody's moving forward as we all have to do. So I know that, you know, he's excited for that as well. And, you know, as you move through that, then, you know, your focus goes back to, you know, to the group here and the things that we have to do to improve. And that's where we're landing now. And, yeah, we've been gone a lot. I don't think we've had an off day since New Year's Eve. So, try to keep our energy and focus on the guys we have.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
Okay.